I've always had a thing for size differences, which is problematic since I'm fairly tall for a woman. But I make up for it by being a damn stick. I have a small chest and a tiny waist, but my hips are just right amount of curvy, and my thighs and my ass are soft and spankable. I definitely don't weigh much, and people can lift me up a lot more easily than expected. I love it when a guy sweeps me off my feet. Literally. It makes me feel small and safe. Protected. But at the same time, it sparks this fight or flight feeling. Like my body thinks I'm being captured by a large, dangerous predator. And that adrenaline rush, it turns me on so much. It relates a bit to my fantasy of being kidnapped by a stalker who worships and obsesses over me, while keeping me trapped and using me however he likes. Maybe buying me pretty lingerie to wear just for him. New toys for him to use on me. Just me being his little pet. Purely a fantasy, let me emphasize. Don't get any ideas, any of you weirdos out there. I'm just kidding, I love you all. Anyway, the point, let's get back to that. I hate to be that girl, but I do prefer a partner taller than me, which is kind of hard to come by because, as mentioned previously, I'm fairly tall. Musculature or lack thereof doesn't really matter that much to me, to be honest. As long as my partner can lift me and move me around, manhandle me, like, I'm just this little fuck doll. Then I'm good. I've mentioned in a previous audio, I love guys with bigger hands, longer fingers, for multiple reasons. When a guy wraps his hand around my neck and chokes me until I'm feeling dizzy, or when he grabs my waist while I'm riding him and slams me down on his dick over and over again, or when I can barely take two of his fingers in my pussy and only one in my tight little ass. Yeah, all of those reasons. I don't necessarily like huge dicks, but I have found that a little larger than average is best. Like 5-6 inches and like a little thicker on the thicker side. Perfect for hitting all those spots inside me and filling up my mouth, throat, until I gag and cry. Fuck. I really am just revealing all of my secrets. God, I can't help it. The ability to be anonymous plus insane horniness equals me telling everyone on Gone Wild what a slut I am. I know this audio is shorter than usual and not as narrative, but I just felt like spilling my guts this fine evening. Well, I'm now extremely horny. And really fucking wet, gosh. Maybe I'll end this with a tiny bit of masturbation. Just a bit. I've already come, what, 12 times tonight? Yeah. I think. No, 14, because I forgot. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 14. 14 times tonight. That should make coming another time really, really easy. God, I'm insatiable. I don't know what it is. Today, it was just stars aligned for horniness, man. I'm just... God. Let me get my vibrator again. Ignore the rustling of toys in my bag of tricks. Okay. Got it. God. My clit's already so swollen from coming so many times today. Borderline too sensitive. So I have it on the lowest setting, and God, that might be enough to get me there. Just the tiniest little vibrations. Fuck. God, I love pressing it hard against my clit. Grinding on it. Yeah. Moving my hips in little circles. I can feel how red my face is getting. I can't be too loud, but God. Oh, God.
sensitive. I hate that there's no, like, automatic just off button on this. I have to scroll through all the settings. God damn it. And I just showered. No, I'm all sweaty again. Christ. Can you hear how wet I am? What the hell? I'm gonna taste myself. Doesn't really taste like anything. Good hygiene. Okay. I should probably end this now. Hopefully this was, entertaining. I'm gonna shower and nap and, like, edit this and then sleep. Good night, all.